Blog Talk Radio. some music here. Here we go.
Just give us all your heart. Perfect rest in you. It's only
praise and worship part of the service? Amen. All right. Let's get into the message. It's called Rest in God. The Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made complex what God designed to be peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks in The Pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is really found among us. It is esteemed our programs and methods, organizations, and world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention but can never satisfy the longing of our heart. The shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and the survival imitation of the world which marks our promotional method all testify that we in this day know God only imperfectly, and in peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. So may we discover the peace and joy that come from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. One of the simple core values of restored relationship with our Heavenly Father is rest. From the beginning, God exemplified his importance. Genesis 2:3 says, God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work and he had done in creation. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9-13 says, so then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter the rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing through the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed into the eyes of him to whom we must give account. I fear that we as children of God have allowed the business and stress of the world to influence us in greater ways than living as the active word of our Heavenly Father. We are designed for rest. We are designed to have a full day and various times throughout each day set aside to simply enjoy God and blessed life he has given us. So when we value success and business over relationship with God and obedience to his commands, our priorities begin to fall out of place. When we choose business over rest, we place more value on whatever we are working toward than our restored relationship with God and the abundant life he died to give us. So we are created to work. Prior to sin entering the story of humanity, Adam and Eve labored for God. Work is not a symptom of the fall, but rather the incredible joy and privilege given us through the hand of our Father. But our society promotes a lie that's resting directly related to laziness and selfishness, and working is always good. Too much work takes us outside of the grace and the provision of God for our work and forces us to labor in our own strength. God has a perfect plan and grace for everything he has laid before you. But it's often in rest that you will be refueled and made ready to receive the grace to accomplish your task. In rest that our souls are restored, replenished, and filled. And it's in rest that we are able to take time to be thankful and celebrate what God has helped us accomplish, rather than always bearing the burden of never-ending list of tasks before us. So may we be children who choose to live by the word of system of God rather than the values and structures of the world. May we be children who live with the simple core value of rest as we follow the model of our Heavenly Father. So meditate on God's desire to bring you rest. Allow Scripture to renew your mind and transform the way you make decisions and live. Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, 6 days shall you work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and harvest you shall rest. So where have you forgone rest for business and work? In what ways have you allowed society to influence you more than God's word? Confess to God in any ways in which you have forsaken rest and received his forgiveness. Ask God to fill you with fresh vision for His purpose behind rest, and ask Him to guide you into a lifestyle of taking a Sabbath. Rest in Him right now and allow Him to replenish and rejuvenate you with His presence. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A large part of being led by the Spirit is following where God's grace takes you. God has grace and provision for every task He has laid before you. He will help you accomplish everything you need to do in timely and productive fashion. If you don't feel grace for whatever task is before you, take time to ask the Spirit what He would have you do. Sometimes He will replenish you on the spot so that you keep on working. Other times He will have something else for you to do instead. But often He will guide you into a few moments of rest and finding satisfaction in Him so that you can work with proper perspective and His strength rather than just your own. May you work and rest in grace and glory of your Heavenly Father today. I highly suggest that you read Hebrews chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional more into light for you all. Amen. Now let's get into the very most important question of all, and that is: do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you: are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road of never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something more and worse, such as addiction to alcohol and drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be. See, the Lord can take it away, but in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that number is area code 657. Okay, 383-1487, and press the 1 key. So when you press the 1 key, you can come on live and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Let's take a caller. 111.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
How are you feeling, Kenny?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
I am more blessed and more favored, my son. Is that a sin? Kenny, is that a sin?
Say what?
Kenny, is it a sin to feel more blessed and more favored?
No, it's not a sin.
Kenny, I wanted to say that I must ask for forgiveness for my flock, for all they have done, because I have a big flock, lots and lots of followers, many, many members of my flock, and some behave greatly, some behave boldly, some behave badly, but they do it meaning well, Kenny, for they are true to me, for I am the way, the truth, and the light. One can only come to Abba but through me, Kenny, and that is what they are looking for, salvation. Amen, Kenny.
Amen. Amen.
Kenny, I apologized for my flock and their actions. I will accept an apology from you for trying to defamate me on Facebook.
I haven't been on Facebook to do anything to you, Pastor Ken. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kenny, I was a bigger man and started with an apology. I offered the branch that is made of olives. And I am the bigger man. And I am not talking about between my legs. I am talking about having a lesser ego and putting all pride aside, Kenny. Now, will you apologize to me like a true, true Christian Jehovah man, Kenny?
Okay, I apologize to whatever you think I might have offended you on. Okay? But I know I haven't done anything. Okay?
Kenny, was that so hard? Kenny?
No, it wasn't
hard. Was that
hard.
So hard?
No.
Well, you see, when we work together, we can accomplish lots of things. Kenny, we can do it. I know we can. But we have to put all egos aside. You must let go your ego, Kenny.
I agree with you. I agree. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to say I am pretty disappointed in all of the province of Texas. Why did you vote for the orange man, Kenny?
For the who man?
The orange man, Kenny. The one that you call your prime minister now.
I didn't vote for him.
Why did you vote for Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, Sleepy Joe, yeah.
Well, how many times did you vote, Kenny?
Just
did
once.
You vote twice? You should have voted more times, Kenny.
No, you're only supposed to vote once.
Kenny, you should have voted twice.
No.
Why are you laughing? The orange man is a bad man, and you are voting only once for Biden. You are not doing your part.
Yeah, you're only supposed to vote once, Pastor
Ken. Kenny, how do you feel knowing that the orange man might be in power for 4 more years if all the votes are counted once again? Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, do you know who rapper Brax was?
Who?
A rapper by the name of Brax.
Anyway, Kent. Okay. It's time for Tony F. To read from the Bible. Okay? So we're going to let Tony F. read from the Bible. Okay? Here we go.
Lots of dead air and lots of dead space and stuff. Hi, y'all. Hi, Bo. Tonight I'm going to continue on with Revelations. And let's see, where did we leave off last time? Revelations 4. Good. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. 7 lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a cat. The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The 4 living creatures, each having 6 wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, 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 holy Lord, Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives for and ever, the 24 elders fall down upon him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or even to look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. And one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals." And I looked, and behold, During the throne of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat at the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls of incense, which are prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come out and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice during the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for the denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and the power was given to them over the fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, who would be killed as they were, was completed. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as a sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day his wrath has come, and he who is able to stand." Just let you know, even the mightiest in the end will hide. I'm going to give you a word of worship, Psalms 148, 13, 14. "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord." I'm going to leave you with Proverbs 18:30, 18:19. There are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship during the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin. Thanks for having me, y'all. And remember the word you just heard, it's not called plagiarism. It's called sharing the word. It was written into a Bible years and years and years ago. And believe you me, God doesn't mind if you steal it. Laters.
Amen. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed tonight's reading. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, so let's play some more music here.
Not knowing how I got to where I started, I dare to step foot upon the way.
Don't turn around, you got to find a way. So how to keep it
pray. Don't stop now. Know that every sacrifice, it'll all be worth the price when you finally see his face. Just keep running. Thank you.
Situations that you thought would never change will suddenly yield and will have no reorient to your thinking about what life looks like. The mountain is being made low. The valley is being made high. You're coming forth in liberty and rejoicing. The spoil of Egypt is on your shoulders. The transfer of wealth is coming upon you as you come out of the things of the past into the new things that I have ordained for you even this day, says God. Amen. All right. Okay, let's bring on a caller. 111.
Hello, good evening, Ken. This is Mike Hunt, personal trainer.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. I had a question for you. Is it a sin to drive drunk?
Well, it's a sin to be drunk to begin with.
Okay. Well, that answers another question. So it's a sin to be drunk. So therefore, it would also be a sin to drive drunk. Very interesting. Okay. Got somebody up there in Pennsylvania we might want to get this message to. I've had a family member that was in an auto accident, hit by a drunk driver, and something I take very personally. So that is a sin. Okay. Is Kosoff on the line? Is he on hold? I had a couple questions
for
him.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just wondering, didn't have much to say, but, you know, to all you drunk drivers or certain people we know who are habitually drunk all the time, you are sinning. And I would suggest you call Pastor Ken and get some forgiveness on that. And also, Kenny, don't know how much time you have left, but I'd love it if you could take a couple more calls, please, and thank you, and have a great evening.
All righty. Okay. Well, we got another caller from 111. Okay. Hello.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Cherryville, Connecticut, and formerly from Imperial Beach, California. How are you this evening, my brother?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am blessed, and I am excited, and I am I can say that we are very, very fortunate, if you will, to live in the times, in these times where it is the end of days, but at the same time, we live in the greatest country in the world, and where we get to witness and have the opportunity to see what's going on today, to be blessed to know that we our voice matters, that we are out there, that we know that Jesus loves us, and that the government is acknowledging what we have to say. So whether you're on the side of red, black, evil, good, yellow, black, whatever you want to call it, we are all people, and we're all God's children, and we're all Americans. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of this message. Do you approve of this message also, Dr. Fishman?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and you know, back to what I was saying. As far as I used to have a saying. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, red. It's all pink on the inside. You know, because of our organs, we all bleed red. We all have a pink heart.
Yeah.
We all have stomachs. Yes, absolutely, Dr. Fishman. Do you agree that it's all pink on the inside? Absolutely. Now, I apologize for not calling in as of late, but I have been busy, and you know, it's harder to get around and to spread my message and to travel and to visit organizations as this pandemic it's crippling us, but God would only give you enough that you can handle.
Yeah, it's true.
Because even though life and our bodies, and regardless of color, and even though it's all pink on the inside, sometimes it's a little brown on the outside. And when we have to consider that, it's just it's what life throws at us. It's kind of what life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. You accept it. You just have to put a little sugar on it. You have to sweeten the deal.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, guys. Okay, I wish I could keep you talking and everything, but we're getting down to the wire. Okay, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. God bless you. Okay, may you have may you be highly favored. So until Saturday, okay, I'll be doing another show Saturday. Amen. Okay, see you all Saturday.